It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Jean Purcell. I'm in for Rob Ferrett. Coming up, our guest says the United States should make a commitment to put an end to Alzheimer's disease.
First, we take a look at a new effort to boost urban gardening in Wisconsin's biggest city. Venus Williams is the executive director of Seed Folks Youth Ministry in Milwaukee and the director of Alice's Garden, and now she's looking to turn a plot of vacant land into an herb garden. She joins us now from our Milwaukee studio. Venus, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me back.
Well, let's hear about the herb garden in Milwaukee. What are your plans there?
Well, we are looking forward to expanding our herbal efforts through Homegrown, which is a City of Milwaukee initiative to turn vacant lots and foreclosed homes into viable projects of growing food and making entrepreneurs out of city residents.
Why herbs in particular?
Because that's my passion.
Uh-huh.
I am already engaged in the growing of herbs and in the making of many herbal products through the Alice's Garden Healing Herbs, which is one of our organizations that we run. But this particular project comes from my desire to create employment, especially for African-American males returning from time of incarceration in the city of Milwaukee. So the proposed land that we are looking at is actually a project that would engage ex-offenders returning to their own neighborhoods and engaging them in herbal production and the healing of both land and people.
Is there something, do you think, that's intrinsically healing about working with the land, about gardening?
I don't think it's possible to heal one's neighborhood or community without paying attention to the land. And what I have found over my couple of decades now of working with people and herbs is that something happens when you're engaged in herbal knowledge and herbal production. So as I look at this piece of property that we are hoping to engage at 27th and Brown in the city of Milwaukee, there are two large vacant fields opposite one another. And what it would mean on this busy strip to have fields of lavender and chamomile, fennel, sage, it brings an aesthetic healing along with the healing of the economy, the healing of broken lives, the healing of opportunity to do something meaningful for those people who are returning back to the city.
Now, you mentioned that this would be in partnership with an effort to help former prison inmates reenter society. Would this be a livelihood for them working in these herb fields?
Yes, that is exactly what we are hoping to do. In a partnership with Project Return, who has been engaging ex-offenders for decades, and as a matter of fact, we shared offices many, many moons ago at Cross Lutheran Church. So it's reconnecting with a former partner who is already engaged in this work to bring livelihood and life back to a population that a lot of people fear or who folks are not always willing to take a risk with. So we are looking at engaging men and women returning to the city and teaching urban beekeeping, the herbal production, hoping to even, pun intended, plant seeds of entrepreneurship so that as people are engaged in the land and meet other people, other farmers, other urban farmers, other rural farmers who are engaged in this work, that they may also see an opportunity for them to claim their own piece of land and to start their own project through Homegrown.
Now, you mentioned that you would love to see at this sort of neglected patch of land, you'd like to see lavender fields and chamomile and sage. What do you think that would signify to you if you lived in the community and all of a sudden you've got these fragrant, beautiful, tended herbs growing in the middle of it?
There is healing that happens. We all know that there's a whole economy built around aromatherapy alone. So to immerse the city with fields of herbs, not just for their visual beauty, but for the inhaling and the exhaling, the healing of the body, is something that excites me even more so than the production of herbal products. So we are also hoping to engage neighborhood residents on these blocks in teaching them how to make the products that we already make, our bath salts, our lip balms, our foot soaks, our herbal oils. So it's taking something that's not really complicated, the growing, the using of land to grow something useful, but to reimagine not just land, but to reimagine the lives of people who live in the city.
Sounds like you think that there is something that affects the actual spirit about working with herbs like that.
No doubt. I am living proof of it. The people who continue to call me and text me now because they have experienced this work and these products and these fresh herbs and are wondering, even now as we are in the deep freeze, how can they access this and when do we grow year-round? Do we have greenhouses? Is there a place where they can come and sit indoors? So we experience this already with the clientele who visit us at farmers markets or who come to Alice's Garden and enjoy our herbal labyrinth that we have there. So there's no doubt, and it's nothing new. I make it clear to people what we are doing and what we are putting forth to expand. It's nothing new under the sun. We've always known the healing power of herbs as tinctures, as people burn, even now when I left home, burning bundles of chamomile and mint stems. So we know that these properties are there. All we are doing is inviting a population who might benefit from this work on many levels to come join us in this work.
Now, I know that you're involved in more than herbs. You've got Alice's Garden up and running, and you've said that you think maybe we've forgotten to show people how to feed themselves. We get the message that we need to help feed people, but not to help them learn how to feed themselves. Is that part of why gardens are so important to you?
Without a doubt. I come into urban agriculture from a ministry standpoint of serving this city through the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America as a lay minister since 1988. And indeed, we have done a really good job of giving food, providing food for urban areas, and especially through our congregations. But we just haven't done as well of a job as providing people with the resources to feed themselves. And that's why I entered fully into urban agriculture, coming from a family who my mother, my grandmothers, my great-grandparents were all gardeners and or farmers. And so I know the power of growing your own food and what it means to feed yourself. Everyone has to eat. And as I always say, everyone should grow something that they eat.
Well, Venus, I wish you luck with your project. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Venus Williams, Executive Director of Seed Folks Youth Ministry in Milwaukee and the Director of Alice's Garden.